We're here on Skull Creek Trail, underneath the bridge for the railroad tracks. And just a little ways away is one of our new student art kiosks on the trail.
Chase Gibson, Recreation Superintendent for Fayetteville Park, stands near one of two art kiosks on the Fayetteville Town Trail. He's father of two, one newborn, the other a toddler, and is beginning to understand the importance of displaying tiny masterpieces. But he said the town mayor, Lionel Jordan, is responsible for the public art installation facilitated by Parks and Rec Director Connie Edmondson.
We kind of had some meetings, and Connie met with the Arts Council, and there were some discussions. And then we came up with the idea that it would be neat if we did it, and we had it be children's artwork. So that kind of removes any of the sort of, you know, whose art goes up and who decides and those sorts of things. By making it kids' arts and doing it in conjunction with the schools, then it made it more of a fun project. So.
And to save taxpayer money, the kiosks were built by Parks and Rec staff.
Well, actually, we built these in-house. So Parks and Recreation, we just out of the budget we had, we bought the materials, and then some people on our parks maintenance staff actually built them and put them together. Yeah.
Gibson says the kiosks are somewhat unique when it comes to public trails.
It was original to us, and we thought it was kind of a neat idea. I'm not aware of anyone else that has this, but that's not to say that there aren't some cities somewhere in the United States that do.
So with tens of thousands of young artists living in Fayetteville, how does Gibson choose artworks to display?
Well, that's where we were smart. We passed that on to other entities. So the schools actually will decide. So there, for each, it's about a six-week segment. There are two schools. Each one is assigned a kiosk. So like this time it's Washington and Leverett are at the two kiosks. And then the art teachers or whoever at their school that so decides. And we've given them the freedom, whatever method they want to use, if they want to let the kids vote or if they want to... however they want to set up a contest, or if they just want to choose someone that's been a really good student to reward them. So it's really kind of up to them, the parameters that they want to set, and each school can do it however they choose. So
this kiosk stands on a sharp curve beneath the railroad tracks and next to Skull Creek. It contains a large watercolor collage of multicolored stars created by Mrs. Beer's fourth grade class at Washington Elementary School. The blue, pink, yellow, green, and violet stars likely represent certain students and looks a little like a flag.
For the summer, when we first put these up in August, we had the Boys and Girls Club and Yvonne Richardson Center, and they just chose some art that had been worked on over the summer through their summer programs. Last month, we had the new school in St. Joe's with the two schools. So we were able to contact them pretty quickly and go ahead and get their stuff up. It's interesting to see the different, because the schools also have the option to choose. It's a 2x3 foot area, so they can put two or three things up in there. They can put one big piece up in there. There was some of the projects were more group oriented, like it might have three or four kids' names at the bottom that worked on something together, that kind of thing. So it's been interesting, from abstract to like a painting of a tree. So they've kind of been across the board, but we're looking forward to, you know, it's nice when we get them in at the office just to kind of see what the kids are doing. So.
And Gibson said limiting this to children's art was a really wise move.
You removed maybe some of the competition. If it was, you know, how do I get my art in there? How do I do this? How do I do that? So I think once you make it kids, then everyone's like, oh, that's so neat, and it's really a great program, and there's no sort of backlash that might occur from, you know, from the subjectiveness of art, and that some people might not like what we're displaying or that kind of thing. So by putting children's work up, then I think you remove maybe some of the negative things that can occur. So, but everyone's loved it so far, everyone we've talked to.
So the kiosks are changed out every 6 weeks in order to cycle through all area schools and clubs. A schedule of showings is in the works and will soon be posted on the City of Fayetteville Trails website.
My hope is that it becomes a really big deal for the schools, and that the kids are really excited, and they're like, wow, I can get my art hung up on the trail, and everyone in town gets to see it. And so it's kind of, I hope that the schools kind of take it and run with it and make a big deal out of it. And, you know, all the kids can submit their art, and then they have some kind of selection process, and they make a big deal out of the kid that wins, that gets his artwork up here, and get kids excited about doing art rather than just being able to take it home to mom and dad. Now you have a shot at it going up in a public place for 6 weeks, and everybody in town, and their name goes on it, and their school name goes on it, and so they get a chance to, you know, be a semi-celebrity here in town, so.
Just up the trail from here, the city's completed its Frisco Trail connection, creating a fun bypass through the downtown area. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.